It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com.
Football Friday here at GRC Cardinal Stadium. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We've got football action tonight. It'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinals coming off a three-game winning streak as with a record of 3-1 overall. They'll be taking on the Ballard Bruins out of Louisville, Kentucky. Ballard comes in with a record of 2-2. They lost their last time out. They lost at home to a Bryan Station club in a final there. It was 28-21. This Ballard team, they're a team that comes into this ball game. They are ranked number 6 overall in 6A football. And as far as in the top 25, they'll register in that category as well. So this is a very strong team, this Ballard football team. They're ranked number 16th overall in the state, ranked number 6 in 6A football. Cardinals head coach Joe Chirico, he makes no apologies about it, and he's made it very well known that he wants to schedule good competition to see where his team is and to get him ready for playoff battle-type football. Ballard comes into this game, as I mentioned, 2-2. This will mark the second time that GRC has played Ballard. The previous game took place right here in this stadium, 2019. Ballard won that one 55-14. That was the opening year of the stadium. That team that year finished 7-5. The GRC team did. And I recall calling that ball game, and it was a wonderful time to really unveil this beautiful field. My cohort and good friend Bobby Baldwin here. Bobby, this game, when you look at what Ballard's done in their four games, they're surrendering almost 30 points a game. They've got a downfield passing game, not a lot of short routes. Looks like they try to hit the home run, but they've given up a lot of points too.
They're basically giving up as many as they are receiving, in both in the 28-29 point range, and as a result, they do like to get the ball downfield with the passing, and they've got two receivers who average over 20 yards per catch. So they don't necessarily throw short, but they throw deep, and when they connect, they get big yardage.
Just a beautiful evening for football. It's game time temperature is just going to be supreme, and we've got a good crowd coming in. Again, it's homecoming night. The theme with the students here, it's Barbie. So that's why all the pink, Bobby, and I see you didn't get the memo.
Well, I got on a little red and black, so if you blend the two, it might get a little pinkish.
Might get some pink out of it, but that's what it's about. High school having fun, and these kids look like they'll have fun. The Cardinals will put their three-game winning streak on the line against the Ballard Bruins. Bobby and I'll step away for a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame, all that to follow right here on WWKY.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Cause I ain't into gimmicks, Country Time Way.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Looking at your overnight hours on Friday, sky will be mainly clear. It's a nice, well, early fall night. Temperatures dropping down to the low 50s. Your Saturday starts with sunshine, becomes partly sunny. High temperatures, we're going to top out in the low 80s, it looks like. There is a shower chance, especially if you get south of 64. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
You've been on the go all summer, but your summer adventures are coming to an end. At Major Brands, we say don't let them. With a $60 tire rebate on the Uniroyal Laredo family of tires and $40 tire rebate on all other tire lines, now is the time to snag a new set before September 28 and start planning your next adventure. With Uniroyal Tires, all-season adventure starts at Major Brands, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
Blue 42!
The George Roger Clark Cardinals look to try to even the score with the Ballard Bruins. These teams haven't met since 2019 as the Cardinals host Ballard here on homecoming night at GRC Stadium. Good crowd on hand. Beautiful weather. You just heard that weather forecast. Game time temperature at 73. By the time this is over, it'll be in the mid-60s. So just a beautiful evening for football, and the fans showing up, they are here to support it. We've got a good crowd on hand, and as I mentioned, the pep section, the theme is Barbie. We've got the concert band. We also have the choral group. We've got the marching band. Everybody's going to have a little role in this, Bobby, along with the homecoming court and the candidates.
Well, they just had the national anthem and the singing of My Old Kentucky Home, and on one side of midfield, you had the Barbie group, the strings, so to speak. In the center, you had the choral group, and then on the left, you had the band. So they were all here, had a great rendition of both songs, and we're not too far away from this kickoff.
When you look at the GRC, the Cardinals, I mentioned some rankings. Ballard comes in at number 6 in Class 6A football, currently ranked. They also check in number 16 in the entire state as far as overall rankings. The Cardinals, despite riding a 3-game winning streak, they dropped a couple of spots. Currently, GRC is ranked 13th in 6A football out of 32 schools. But you make of that what you would, but that's what we've got as far as the rankings go. Looking at some games around the area that may be of interest, and Bobby, you can jump in on these or anything. We got the Army Bowl tonight. Fort Campbell, Fort Knox playing. Southwestern at Mercer County. We got Beachwood, a Class 2A now power, hosting Anglican, Covenant Catholic. Pikeville at Belfry, that ought to be a good one. Belfry hadn't won that in like 6 years, 7 years.
Well, they don't count them out because they do have talent.
I agree. You've got Central Hardin, an opponent GRC played. They're playing at 5A champion Bowling Green tonight. Bullet East, 6A champion last year, hosting Central. Somerset at Campbellsville, a lot of purple and gold there on both sides. Corbin hosting Frederick Douglass tonight, a couple of championship teams from last year. You got also Franklin County, an opponent GRC will have later. They are hosting Spencer County. And Great Crossing hosting Cooper, Barron County at Glasgow. That's a rival game. The Holy War, Lexington Catholic and Lexington Christian.
That'll be a big one. But, you know, the one I think that may be their toughest test of the year is Frederick Douglass and Corbin.
Oh, yeah. Those
that could be a crackerjack.
That may be the marquee game. I agree. Madison Central hosting Scott County. Madison Southern host Henry Clay. Trinity on the road playing at Mayall. You also have Montgomery County hosting Greenup County. Paris, they're undefeated. They're playing a Rockcastle County team. Undefeated, averaging 51 points.
Paris has a shot in that game, but it's going to have to play well, stay healthy, and take advantage of hopefully a turnover or two.
Good luck to them. They've got them at home tonight. They got the Rockets. Christian Academy of Louisville at Ryle. St. X, they are hosting Elder High School out of Cincinnati. Tate's Creek hosting Bryan Station. This can give Tate's Creek some credibility after they got shellacked by Frederick Douglass last week. Boyle County at Taylor County. Pulaski County at Woodford County. Lafayette at West Jessamine. Bell County at Whitley County. You know why I throw that game in? Neil Howard, he is a Bell County guy, and Whitley County was our state baseball champs.
Sounds like a good duo indeed.
So there, that catches you up at games across the state. The one we're looking at here right now, head coach Joe Cherico has his team captains all assembled on the sideline, as do the Ballard Bruins. Ballard Bruins come in here, as I mentioned, they've got some good rankings on the season. They are coached by Adrian Morton. Adrian Morton, last year they were 11-3. They were district and region champs. They lost to Mayall in the semifinals, 24-20. But this, of his eight seasons, Bobby, six of them have either been winning seasons or 500 football teams.
Yeah, he's got a tradition built there. And although he lost a fairly good number of talented seniors last year, he's got 15 or so seniors who have returned who are probably the nucleus of this ball club. And trust me, folks, it is a very, very formidable challenge for the Cards tonight.
We're going to take a break as the team captains meet at midfield. We'll have that coin toss, the result of that, the kickoff, game action, all that coming up. Back after this two-minute break on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, Queen Mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Well, head coach Joe Chirico, a guy that can never be called predictable, dull, or bland, he shakes it up. His team wins the toss of the coin. They elect to receive tonight. The other two times he's done it at home, they've elected to defer until the second half. Head coach Joe Chirico, it bears mentioning, he is here in his third season. Right now, his record overall at 13-14. Bobby, this game would get him even. You know he wants it. It's not a district game, but it's a statement game.
Yeah, it certainly is, because you're playing a team that on paper is a little stronger than RU, and that being the case, if you can knock them off, it's just going to move you up the ladder.
The Cardinals tonight wearing the black uniforms, trimmed in red, black helmets tonight. They've got a real smart look. Ballard, they are all clean and white with burgundy and blue trim. Tonight's officials, referee Joe Stefan. We've got Eric Hamelback, the umpire, head linesman Chad Young, line judge Jeff Akins, and back judge Danny Brown. You know, some of these crews, we have seen six guys.
Well, we saw seven, didn't we? Up at Belfry. Right.
Yeah, sure did. Of course, the pay was a lot better up there.
Well, and it could be, too, that that's a testament to the lack of officials that may be able to call these games.
Well, that was a high profile night, and I'm glad we were a part of it.
They
may have been late. It worked over into the next day, but it was a good time. Well, we're going to turn the page and focus on Ballard here as GRC breaks huddle, and they will send out there on their special teams, dropping back deep. Usually it's Carter Maynard, and that will be the case. He'll be joined by Jeremiah Israel and also Kamani John. For the Ballard Bruins, it looks like it'll be kicking off. It'll be Carter Umble kicking off for this Ballard team. Ballard comes in. They are 2-2. They won a game against Southwestern. Then by a touchdown, they were handled by Mayo pretty good on the road, and then one over PRP handily, and then a one touchdown loss to Bryan Station at home last week. So probably a little angry team. They dropped from 8th down to 16th with that loss, and they'll look to try to get back. But and I understand we're going there next year too.
Yeah,
going
to Ballard. That's right. Sure are.
And the official blows this kick, so throws the flag, and he blows the play dead. It would indicate that Ballard was offsides on the kick, evidently trying to sneak a guy downfield on the edge. We'll see. They call this one and back him up.
Carter Maynard caught that kickoff on the run at about the 15-yard line and had a head of steam, so maybe that's due to the fact that the Ballard Bruins heard that whistle, and they weren't charging hard, but that looked like an opportunity there for a big run back had it played out.
Back him up 5 yards and do it again. This time taking care of it here. It'll be Carter Umble as he approaches the ball, and this game is now underway, we think, and it is. It's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. Maynard, 25, cuts to the middle of the field, and he's brought down around the 28-yard line. 8 yards on the kick return. GRC will have it first and 10.
Nice downfield coverage that time by
sure
the Bruins.
Was.
They got down there quickly and didn't give him much once he caught the ball.
I agree. He did. He did well to get back up there. So 8 yards on the return. Ballard, a big team across that line. They've got very physical players. Seven guys need to be replaced, but it looks like with a roster and a student enrollment of over 2,000, they've got the cupboard wasn't blank.
Not a bit.
They hand it off, the Cardinals do, and Chestnut is wrapped up at the line of scrimmage immediately, and they're on the stop for Ballard. On that tackle, it'll be Brandon Coleman, junior down lineman.
Tried to go off the right side, and there were two defensive players right there on the edge to snuff it out.
So looking over to the sideline, Sam Clements. Now he will return and join the team. We were kind of joking him at our Cardinal Connection a couple of weeks ago. He's got to be in great shape. He runs the sideline for plays.
And then runs back out and then runs the play.
We got empty set backfield. In motion is Chestnut. Tight end is Heath. He's on the left. Toss it over, and Ryan Chestnut's hit immediately. That play didn't have any chance to develop. Slipping the tackle is Lamar Hockersmith, and he lowers the boom on the GRC ball carrier.
Shot the gap once that little shovel pitch was delivered, and poof, he was on the ground in an instant.
So the Cards get behind the chain, a loss of four. So GRC now in third and long, and the ball is back at their own 24-yard line. Pistol look, Clements has it. Here comes the corner blitz. Oh, and GRC had the screen set, but it's just off the hand of Chestnut. Bobby, they played a nice hand there. They let Ballard be overly aggressive, and they let him flood into the backfield. That set the screen pass nicely.
Play could have gone for pretty darn good yardage, but those are the type of plays that the Cards are going to have to click on tonight in order to really have a good shot. And that one didn't pan out, but the game's still young.
Daylon Thompson drops back to return the punt from the Cardinals. GRC with Turley's kick, it goes high, but he didn't catch it full, and it takes pretty much a neutral bounce and will be downed at the 37-yard line. So only a 13-yard punt officially, and Ballard's going to play on a short field.
Ballard is in business.
So the Cards punt it in a very short field for the Bruins to begin their opening drive. The Cardinals going with a three-down lineman, and we had on our program one of those guys as a guest, Hunter Gulley. He's on the outside, joined by Brian Crawford on the other end. Full house backfield for Ballard. In motion, they bring across with Thompson. Thompson now retreats, inside handoff, bouncing it out to the left side, running room there. Gets to the 25 and out of bounds. Short of the 15, but a nice piece of running there by Journey Weish.
He came across the formation, got the pitch, and there was nobody home on the right side of GRC's defensive line, and so he carried it down there for a nice, easy first down on the 19-yard line.
17 yards on that pickup, and as Bobby described, a first down for the Bruins. They break huddle, and the quarterback, Larry Irvin, back to speak to his running back. No audible here. They've got something in mind. Overload to the right side. Now they send a man in motion. That's Edlin. They go with Edlin on the run, and he is tripped up and dropped at the 20-yard line. Hunter Gulley in there. Also Hayden Heath for the stop for GRC, and loss of one on that.
Tried to get to the edge on the right side, but the Cards had it snuffed out, and in his attempt to turn upfield, got tripped, lost his footing, so loss of about a yard there, which the Cards needed.
Oh, yeah, because they are in what they has been coined the red zone. Ballard with the ball, second and nine from the Cardinal 20. Full house backfield. They've got the T-shaped in the backfield, halfbacks to each side. Irvin back to throw, looking left. It breaks down, so he improvises, runs to the 10, and he's caught from behind down around the 7. And a score-saving tackle made there by Mr. Falls for the Cardinals. T.J. Hooten.
T.J. did a good job that time of tracking him, but it looked like Sam Clements in reverse. He saw there was nothing there. He just took off upfield, went to the right side, and got that first down.
So it's first and goal for Ballard right now. We are 3 minutes deep into this ball game here on homecoming night. First and goal from the 8. Pistol look in the backfield with Journey Weish there. Flip it off to Thompson, left side, trying to get it wide. Heath with one shot at him, but it's going to be Thompson going in and a flag thrown at the end of the play. And the Cardinals can only hope for a hold or an illegal block. We'll see here because Thompson went in from 8 yards out for the score.
There was but one defender out there once he got that pitch and went left. And he got in, but maybe in vain.
So Daylon Thompson, that touchdown will be removed as GRC will get this penalty. It was a spot foul, so we'll look to see where they place it. So they're saying 10-yard penalty, again first down, and but it's going to be at the 12. So it ends up being about a 6-yard penalty. They call it a 10-yarder spot foul. It was the hold down the field.
On the 2, evidently.
Yes, first and goal from the 10. They replay this first down. Double tight end set. It's a running formation, and they go on the ground, and Weiss is caught short of the 5-yard line. Getting in there, Carter Maynard made the tackle, and Ty Miller came and gave him support.
Started off to the right, cut it upfield, and ran into the cards, but he got inside the 5-yard line, so a nice gain there on that play.
This runner, Journey Weiss, comes in averaging 54.5 yeah. yards per ball game. He scored 5 of their 9 touchdowns. Look for them to go to him here on second and goal from the 4.
Well, he's solid. He gets 5 yards a carry.
He's in the backfield along with the quarterback, Irvin. Irvin looks over, brings into motion Thompson again. And they run the misdirection, give it off, and it was a nice misdirection play and going in untouched from the 4-yard line. It's going to be scoring. That man we were talking about, yeah. Journey Weiss.
Yeah, that was just a very, very well-conceived play there. He had players going both ways, and with a beautiful fake, he was able to get it to Weiss, and he took it to the corner of the end zone here for score number 1.
So that's a 36-yard drive that was exclusively on the ground. They picked up 2 first downs in the process, Ballard did. They ran 5 plays, went 36 yards, and got the touchdown, and the kick after is good. The kick is put up and in. And Barnett with the kick, and that's going to put the Bruins on the board first. 8:13 to go in the first quarter. Ballard 7, GRC nothing. More to come in 1 minute here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
You have questions about buying a home? The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Ballard kicking off to GRC, middle of the field, and it's Maynard at the 20, 25. Breaks it left, got to the 30, brought down at the 31-yard line. Tackled there by Montel Campbell in the open field, and Maynard with 11 on the return.
Campbell, one of many Bruins with that blazing speed that Coach Chirico told us about Wednesday night. They can make up for lost time with their speed.
See, and that's a guy that plays corner or outside linebacker, and he's 6'1", 190. I mean, and fast.
Size.
Good size and good speed for a high school player.
Obviously, good lateral quickness, and he might play at another level here soon.
Cardinals come out of their huddle. Ashton Tackett leading the way. He was our guest on Cardinal Connection last week. He's over center, and he gets ready to snap it to Sam Clements. Offensive line, one of the strengths of this Cardinal team. Clements, toss it, left side, Chestnut slipped one tackle, showed good balance, and then crawled forward, stopped short of the 40, but yards after tackle meant a lot on that run.
Yeah, he sort of got tripped up a little bit about 3 yards into the carry, but wound up getting it 7 yards up there, so good play on first down.
Coleman with the stop for Ballard. Chestnut, he did a lion's share of the ball carrying last ball game. 28 rushes, a career high for him. It's a pistol look with 2 wide outs to each side. They'd run a little fake, and it's going to be Clements trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, and they just wipe him out. He was stood up on the bottom of the pile, and down on the bottom there it was Lenning. And then finished off by Swift.
I believe Coach Morton has seen some film, and they are spying on Sam because he didn't have anywhere to go once he started upfield there.
Did not, and oftentimes that guard which would be Gully in this case, will pull, giving you the illusion that it's going to be a toss to the right side. And you hope that guy follows the play, but he didn't. He followed the ball carrier. Here's Chestnut on a very conservative play call on third down and three. And he's going to get no gain as he is met at the line. And Ballard looks to be a determined defensive front.
Well, determined, strong, on point, and has forced the Cards into a fourth and three here on their own 39-yard line in the first quarter.
Head coach Joe Cherico has been known to go for it. His team trailing 7-0, just under 6.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter, looking for the lights to come on at any time here. Clements from the shotgun, play fake, and he's going to run it straight up the middle. That big line's gotten behind
him. Got it.
I think he's going to get it. Had his line and teammates not gotten behind him, he may not have gotten that first down. But down on the bottom of that pile was Brian Crawford and Cash White.
And as they shove him for a first down, on come the lights at Cardinal Stadium.
First down for GRC, their first of the ball game. It keeps this drive alive as GRC trailing Ballard 7-0. And as Bobby says, the lights come on. And we're going to have Tackett was pushed backwards from the line. I believe he had that big down lineman jumping on that Jamari Cato, 275-pounder. Clements was able to bark a hard cadence, draw him off.
Well, I tell you what, if he hit me, it wouldn't take much to blow me over. That fella is, he's got some size and strength.
5'10", 275. I got to believe it. He's as wide as he is tall.
Wide.
He's a big young fella. Here they go with a play fake, and it's going to be whistled and blown dead. And a good thing, because Clements was trying to throw to Kamani John a little short, shallow post route, and the official threw the flag. And we'll think the Cardinals are going to give those 5 yards
back.
They
gave them right back, and yeah, they could have given up six there.
Yeah,
with that tip drill, the ball went through John's hands, and the Ballard defender was there to take it, but he slowed down because the whistle had blown.
Hayden Heath in at tight end. He sits in the slot on the right. It's a three-man front for Ballard. They rush three, and they go up the middle with Chestnut, who got to the 45, and then he is punished and thrown backward. But Bryce getting up as he's showing a lot of resilience there. A guy that hit him real hard was Amari Atkinson.
Had two or three Bruins hit him after a two-yard gain, and they came after him in full force.
The ball still on the Cardinals' side of the field with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and GRC trailing 7-0. It's going to be second and seven from the Cardinal 46-yard line. Clements looks to be going under center for the first time. As he takes the snap, handed off, Chestnut right side. Trying to power his way, got
beautiful
to midfield.
One.
He is going to be over on the Ballard side of the 49-yard line.
He got six, but boy, he had to work for them.
So the Cardinals make a third down and call it third and three. Chestnut is already in this ballgame, carried it six times for GRC, and Clements returns to the huddle. Ballard with a three-man front. Now GRC overloads the right side. They send trips over there to the right side. That is a right hash as Clements in the shotgun, and we've got movement, and I'm not so sure that that won't be called on GRC. They had movement on the outside there as Keenan Ogle was fending off a block, but evidently got caught missing the snap count.
Those are the type of mistakes that are going to make it tough on the Cards tonight if they continue those, because you've got it third and just a little over 2 yards to go against a very, very strong team at midfield, and now it's back to third and a long seven.
So we've got 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter here on homecoming night as Cardinals gave up a score to Ballard on their opening drive, as now the Cardinals break huddle. They send out same formation, trips to the right side. This time, though, they bring Chestnut out of the backfield, and they throw to him out on the edge. He caught it, dodges one tackle, nifty footwork, and a lot of posturing and moving, but only 2 yards on the pickup.
Posturing and moving because he had – three Bruins flying at him out there over on the corner, and he eluded the first two, but by that time the third had him measured, got him down. Looks like the Cards are in about a fourth and five to go.
Coming up hard from that strong safety position for Ballard, Anthony Rice Jr., and when you're out there, he also had Kamani John and Carter Maynard to block for Chestnut, but when you got that safety that came shooting that gap, it was too hard on Chestnut. Trips now to the left side of the hash mark, and two wideouts to the right. They'll rush with three, and we've got timeout called on fourth down and five. The Cardinals want to talk it over. Just under 3 minutes to go. Bruins up 7-0. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Cardinals come out of this timeout and looks like they're going for it on fourth down. They've been known to do the quick punt, and that's what Clements is going to do. Nobody is back there for Ballard, so GRC will flip the field. And Bobby, sometimes you got to just know when to punt, and that's what they've done.
Don't give them the ball at midfield if you can give it to them on their 93 yards away from pay dirt. So good play that time. I know Coach likes to play the percentages, yet in that case, he probably did exactly that.
Yeah, I agree with that play, especially he got 36 yards on that punt, so it's going to roll him down to the 12-yard line, nothing on the return. So.
Yeah, no, and nobody back. See, that ball just tumbled and tumbled. Oh, yeah, all the way down, really, to the 7.
So GRC with the down lineman looking here. For the Cardinals, Brian Falls in there anchoring the middle. Gully on one side of him. Also on the other, Brian Crawford in there. The four linebackers across for GRC. Irvin hands it off. They try to sweep and get to the left edge. To the 10, to the 20. One man to beat, Carter Maynard, and he's going to catch him at the 46-yard line. But, boy, a big gainer there. But a flag thrown back at the 12-yard line, holding against Ballard. Wow.
There was nobody home on that right side for the Cards, and maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, they was.
Wow.
Looked like maybe the edge guy over there possibly got taken down. The playing outside on there was Jones Howard. Looked like maybe he got tackled as he was trying to make that tackle. Or at least get in pursuit. But, boy, that's going to hurt Ballard. It's more than a 10-yard loss there. That took a big drive away.
Oh, well, at least that one play was going to be huge. But these guys are lethally quick. So they can do it again at any time. And if you can stop a play like that early on, take it.
So it'll be, should be about half the distance to the goal, maybe. They haven't spotted the football yet. The guys are the officials. And the crew's still talking to each other. It's at the 12. Depends on where that hold came. It's going to be at the 7, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's half the distance. That's got it down to about the 3.5-yard line here, 1st and 13, it looks like.
So the Bruins backed up to their goal line. They've got a 7-0 lead. The Cards, let me rephrase that punt. It was a 46-yard punt with nothing on the return. And that's going to flip the field for GRC in their favor. And the Cardinals now going to burn another timeout. They want to talk it over. We've got time on the field, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cards down 7-0. Back in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
GRC comes out with a defensive unit after the sideline of GRC called a timeout. They want to take advantage, maximize this situation on field position, which finds Ballard back at their own six-yard line. And trying to get some room on the snap count, and I think the Cardinals may have jumped off a little overly zealous, and that's going to get some of that holding yard penalty back. It's going to put him back up almost to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that makes it about a first and 8.5 here now.
Irvin, the quarterback, he's in the shotgun for the Bruins. Single back in the backfield. Back there with him is Edlin. They hand it off to Edlin, and he's wrapped up immediately at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. GRC sealed it quickly. T.J. Hooten coming out of there. He's got an equipment issue, and why not? He lowered the boom on him.
He popped him. It looks like he lost every bit of what they had gotten, so now it is back to second and a little longer than 10 yards to go here.
Checking in, replacing Hooten as he came out, needing equipment repair, is the Jones Howard back in there. He joins a linebacking crew of Hayden Heath and also in there for GRC, Ty Miller. There's two good ones. Irvin in the shotgun, second and 8. Clock rolling inside of 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Snap pulled down, handed off. No, he's not. It's a play fake. Throwing, and it's incomplete. Carter Maynard made a good pass break on a pass that was intended in the middle of the field. They tried to work the middle of the field with that pass to Sitka, but Maynard with a nice pass break.
Alpha Sitka was awaiting the ball, but Maynard there for the deflection.
So that was the first pass of the night by Irvin, a guy that really doesn't throw that much, but they like to throw it downfield when they do.
And that fella averages 28 yards a catch when he does catch it. So not that time, though.
Nice play, and actually Carter Maynard didn't really jump the route. He just kept good coverage, and almost the Seca was almost guilty of pushing him in the back.
Right.
They empty out the backfield, trips to the right side, two wideouts to the left. They really spread the field. Irvin with time. Here comes the blitz. He got by Hooten. Irvin throws underneath, hit, and may have gotten the first down. He got hit. He improvised very nicely, and then a tackle made. So this may have gotten the first down yardage they needed. They needed 10. I believe that pass got 11.
Got 11. Just enough to get them out of the deep hole here and keep the GRC defense on the field.
So it looked like the Cardinals might force Ballard into a situation where GRC could get some field position, but the Bruins' drive continues. Quentin Falls out here matched up man-on-man on the outside with Stevens. They send Edlin in motion to the right side. Ballard with a football. They go on the ground to Weish, and he's wrapped up after a minimal game. He's able to squeeze out maybe 1 yard before Hunter Gully made the stop.
One at the most.
So Weish, their leading ball carrier, as I mentioned, Bobby and I said, he scored 5 of their 9 rushing touchdowns on the season. They are trying to work him in this game as the final minute of this first quarter is winding down. In the shotgun is Irvin back there. split backs in the backfield, tight end on the left, two wideouts right. They swing it out in the flats. That pass is caught. Nice open field tackle and dropped after a two-yard completion. Good job there. Quentin Falls, a guy that has come up with an interception and an INT, Bobby. He's been a turnover guy.
Well, he's been a turnover guy, and he played that one well. The pass came out to the right side, but he was right there for the takedown, bringing up a third and seven.
2 yards on that reception, and a good job for the Cardinals there. And we've got, looks like time is going to wind down, and that will be the last play of this first quarter. 7-0, Ballard leading here on Homecoming at GRC. We'll step aside for 1 minute. We come back. Second quarter play coming your way on WWKY.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Football action here at Homecoming Night is a lot of activities going on. You've got cheerleaders, you've got dance crew, we've heard the choral, we've heard the concert band, the marching band, just a little something for everyone.
But now, most important, we have a third and seven here, and the Cards need to make a stop.
It's been Ballard. They are 3-for-3 in third down conversion, so we'll see what happens here. They have the ball at their own 22-yard line. Third down and 7 is what they're looking at. Irvin in the shotgun. He's got Journey Weish on his right hip. Trips to the left side, single wide out to the right. Cards with a four-man front. Linebackers do not appear to be blitzing. They aren't. They drop in coverage. Irvin swings it out. Got a man. Caught it at the 25 to the 30, out of bounds at the 35-yard line. More than enough for the first down. 13 yards on the pickup and a first down.
Well, they flooded the zone and took it into the middle, and he was wide open on the left side of the formation. He got it, and it took the Cards a little time to get to him, so an easy first down there. These guys have got the Cards figured out so far defensively.
Well, a game that's moving much more rapidly than some of the other games that we've had due to the fact that this game has been played on the ground and have also kept the ball carriers within bounds. The left side is the short side of the field, the hash mark. They send two wideouts to the right, single to the short side. Hand it off, trying to get to the edge. Weish, he reverses direction after Jones Howard forces him back into the Cardinal group, but a good piece of running there by Weish. Didn't have anything, and he picked up good yardage.
Yes, he sure did. He got stopped for a one-yard gain and managed to pile drive his way to a good solid four-yard gain there, carrying the Cardinal defenders with him.
So Ballard has been able to convert on third down. They are 3-for-3 in this ball game, and right now this drive continues, which at one time was at their 12 with the penalty. It pushed them back to the 7. Now they've got it at their own 41 with 2nd and 5. Tight splits across the offensive line. Thompson in motion to the right. Split backs in the backfield. Irvin hands it off. They try to run up the middle and no can do. Hayden Heath with a bone-jarring tackle as he hit that ball carrier hard. And Edelin has been a guy that they're trying to run this little guy between the tackle, but he's had 3 runs, Two of them have lost 1 yard each, and that one stopped dead in his tracks.
Average is about 50-plus yards a game. It gets 7 yards a carry, but so far, not tonight.
160-pounder, they're trying to run him in between the tackles. Hadn't been right. They sit him in the slot left side here. Third and five for the Cardinals here against Ballard. Ballard with third and five. They put Edelin in motion to the right. Jones Howard draws that assignment. He's tracking him. Back to throw, Irvin, flushed out. Here comes the heat. On the move, incomplete. He had a receiver. The receiver went to the turf, but Maurice Stevens, a 6'2 junior, had it right in his hands and just dropped it.
Irvin delivered a pretty good ball that time, and he was open, but kind of lost his footing and lost his grip on the ball at the same time, and fortunate for the Cards.
GRC will now bring a special teams unit out there as Ballard looks to be forced to punt. And you don't need to jump offside. With fourth and five, the ball at their own 41, don't jump offside. It's a fake punt, a high snap, and they're going to try to get the first down, and it'll be very close. If the ball didn't come out, Ballard thinks they recovered their own fumble, but they can't advance it. And I think he may have been stopped short. If he did, you can thank Hooten and Heath for that.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to bring the chains out. It's a first down either way. They needed five on the carry.
Yeah, needed
the Cardinals are bringing their defense off the field while Ballard is keeping their offensive unit on the field. And now they've fixed the down marker to fourth down. But it either has to be a first down for Ballard or a first down for GRC. They're going to measure here with the chains.
Somebody has a first down.
Yes. But that was a fake punt, and a high snap was pulled down, and a piece of running by Jamari Hayden will get them the first down.
Yeah, maybe by an inch.
I tell you, I thought they may have stopped him.
It appeared to be the case, and it was right in front of us here near midfield, but got a good spot, and consequently they are still undefeated and not having to punt on either third or fourth down situation.
Five first downs for the Bruins in this ball game. That is 2.5 minutes deep in the second quarter. The Bruins on the only score. They lead 7-0. The ball is at their own 46. Irvin in the shotgun, back to throw. Cards send heat. They bring pressure. It's picked up well, and a pass over the middle is caught and brought down for a first down. Looks like about a 14-yard pickup on the pass across the middle to Seca.
Sure did a good job. Seca went straight down and then cut across the field at the 40-yard line. Ball was there before the defense got there, so good first down play into GRC territory.
Got to credit that offensive line of Ballard, because GRC sent a blitz that time, and the big guys up front, they picked it up, gave Irvin enough time that he could survey the field. A first down, and this drive continues, which began all the way back at the 7. It's on the Cardinal 40. They go on the ground. Weitz tries to bounce it outside, eluded a tackle, found a running lane, and he's on the loose and finally brought down around the 10-yard line as he burst over the right side, peeling off big yardage.
30 yards. Did a good job with that elusiveness. Cards looked like they had him in the backfield, but once he shook that first tackler, he was out and then up the field in a hiccup.
So a big run there for Journey Weiss, 29 yards and a first down. He has been their featured back out of the backfield. He stays in the game, matching up in there with Irvin. Two wideouts to the left, single wideout right. Cards going man-man here on first and 10 from the GRC 11. Long count, Irvin. Misdirection play. Weitz trying to find a hole. T.J. Hooten had him, wrapped him up. Kamani John made him commit, and Weitz committed to the edge, and that's where Hooten was able to make the stop.
Able to pin him down after but a one-yard gain there on a nice play that the GRC defense on the left side of their defensive line strung out so they could make the tackle.
Well, you know, that's Kamani John, when you're the corner, hey, you don't always make the tackle. You got to take on some tough blockers. But he made Weiss commit that time.
He made him commit, and as a result, Hooten
got him.
Yeah, a meager one-yard gain.
So it's second and nine. They can get a first down before scoring unless the Cards can turn them away here. Irvin with the ball. Weiss running short side of the field, and he's upended. A flying tackle in there. Carter Maynard made the stop. He just took the legs right out from under Weiss, and Weiss goes straight to the sideline, pulls his helmet off, and said, let's get somebody else in there.
Well, I tell you what, he just blitzed in from the middle that time, and as you say, flying through the air, made that tackle, got his feet out from under him, and no gain. We got a third and nine here on the 10-yard line.
So a big hit by Maynard. Third down and nine. From the Cardinal 10, pistol look in the backfield, GRC with a three-man front. Back to throw, Irvin wants to work the right side, looks middle of the field, has time, flushed out. He will take to the sideline, dance out of bounds after he picked up what he could get on that run, maybe 4 yards as he's run out at about the eight. And that says secondary had coverage, Bobby.
Well, you had three receivers to the left, one to the right. They had the field spread, but the defenders did their job and forced him to run it up and out of bounds, and now an apparent field goal.
So we've got fourth down and six. On to try the kick. High snap. Hold is there. The kick is long enough, and it is good. Drilling it through there with the kick on that. It's going to be Carter Umble, and he puts 3 points on the board. Ballard on top, 10-0. 6:23 before halftime, back in 1 minute.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the best ever Big Mac burger. Take it away, Hamburglar.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, there's more special sauce in every bite.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, rubble, rubble.
Buy McDonald's best Big Mac and get a free order of medium fries, only in the app. Offer valid once per day through October 2nd at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax, must opt into rewards.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
Ballard puts points on the board as they increase that lead now to 10-0. They'll be kicking off to GRC and Coach Adrian Morton. Page out of Joe Cherico's book. He, on fourth down and five, fake punt.
Fake punt, got the first down, then he made two or three nice decisions there on third downs during that drive and held that ball a long time.
Cardinals have not had anything to speak of offensively. Maynard returns his third kick, and he is hit hard as he got up to about the 26-yard line. 27-yard line. He took that one around the 16, so he got 11 on the return. And GRC will have the football first and 10. The Cardinals haven't had much in offense at all.
Well, not at all. Not at all.
2 yards passing on one of two by Clements. And you've got 15 yards rushing. 11 by Chestnut and 4 by Clements. So, you know, you get 13 yards of offense, and we've got 6 midway through the second quarter. Clements looking for something here, rolling, throws it up, and it's going to be incomplete. And Kamani John wants the flag, as it appeared that the man, Jameson Swift, had fallen down, and it was just enough of an impediment that John could not haul it in.
Good idea that time, and he was behind the defender, but might have gotten tripped up.
Yeah, I think you got an argument
early
there. You got an argument there. It's just maybe don't throw a flag on every play, but there was some contact downfield.
Right in front of the GRC bench, but the coaching staff for the Cards pretty benign, although it appears we have a penalty.
So maybe they did see it that way. I don't know, personal foul. evidently a dead ball foul against the Bruins. Didn't see that. Nothing that was play related, but here we go. GRC gets their second first down of the game.
Yeah, big one.
Two wide outs to each side. Actually, Hayden Heath, the tight end, he's on the left, and the official blows a whistle. It's calling my time. So official time here with 6:11. The clock has stopped, and it'll be first and 10 for GRC. The ball at their own 42-yard line. Cardinals trailing 10-0. Back to Clements. Here they come. They set up the screen. Chestnut, though, couldn't shake the defender, and a big tackle there by Bob Rudolph. He's still going. Rudolph tried to celebrate. Chestnut spun around, kept that left hand down, and used it as a swivel, and he got down inside the Bruin 45.
Two defenders had him dead to right after about a 2 or 3 yard game, but he spun out of their tackles, and as you say, got that paw down there so his knee didn't fall, and he kept going, and without a whistle, you do that.
So a 15-yard pickup on that pass play. And they go with a handoff to Chestnut. Boy, and they squash him here as he is hit at the 45-yard line. Nothing there on that play as Ballard defense just smothered him. Montel Campbell may have celebrated earlier the first play, but he tackled Bryce on that
one. Well, he got him there for a yard and a half or 2 yard loss. But let's face it now, Bryce has basically been GRC's only ball carrier. So you've got him as a marked man by everybody on that other side of the line, and so he's going to have trouble seeing any kind of openings at all until somebody else proves that they can run the ball.
You got to, the run sets up the pass, and right now, you know, GRC is having trouble running it. Clements with a pass out there to Haddon Cecil, and he is hit immediately. Nothing on that gain. It is a pass completion. But Cecil, a guy that's caught as many as 6 passes in a game, no gain on that swing pass.
Well, he caught it, and yet before he could even get turned around, the hat trick had been put right on him. They slammed him to the ground. So it's almost like Ballard knows what we're doing better than we do right now. Their defense is contagiously good.
Third down and 12. Sideline warning against against Ballard. He pointed toward Ballard. I don't know what that was, but anyway, we're back to play. These guys came to work, and that's what they're doing. They've thrown a lot of flags, but it hasn't impeded the flow of the game, really.
Not a bit.
Not a bit.
We just now started the 25-second clock. We're inside 5 minutes, but the Cards need 11 yards to sustain this drive if they're going to make a third down conversion.
GRC's been stopped twice. We'll see what happens here. Clements back to throw. Works the middle of the field, and he throws it over the head of Bryce Chestnut, who was trying to work the middle of the field. And on the coverage back there, it was Amari Anderson, and that incomplete pass will bring up 4th and 12 with a ball on Ballard's side of the field. This game still, I mean, it's only a 10-0 game, but it feels more lopsided than that because GRC's offense just really has a 15-yard pass play to Chestnut's been the marquee play tonight.
And he had to be an acrobat to make that happen.
You're right.
And yet Sam back there trying to make that pass attempt had 3 guys tracking him, and it's almost like that they just let him go through there. So this defense is on.
Play clock at 2, and I don't know, Bobby. They're going to have to call timeout. Yeah, so on 4th and 12, they call a timeout. 4:26 to go here in the first half. Bruins up 10-0. We'll keep it here. Bobby's got a message he would like to impart.
Folks, if you've ever heard of a bad boy Moore, you've got a bad boy Bruin defense playing against the Cards right now. But if you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a bad boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
So here we go with fourth down. The Cards going for it. Back to throw. Clements rolling to the right side, throwing downfield, and it's broken up. Bryce Chestnut worked the sideline on the Cardinal side of the field, but is broken up, and Thompson's a nice football player, and he was back there with Chestnut to stop that fourth down play.
Run play on both sides of the ball. The pass was right there. Bryce was there to catch it right before he went out of bounds, but you had a defender there that said, not while I'm back here. So he got his paw in there, knocked it out, and now the Cards have to play defense here from near midfield in hopes of holding this to a mere 10-point deficit.
It's been all Ballard, and again, the score really doesn't indicate the dominance that we've seen the Bruins have, but GRC hanging in there. They're just a turnover away from making this thing tight. Irvin, the quarterback, he's been at the throttle the whole game, back to throw, has time, delivers a pass, and he threw it short. He underthrew, but the pass is caught. It didn't mean he underthrew it, but Stevens had to go to the turf to catch that one. There was more meat on the bone, but he just didn't throw it up there.
Well, had he caught it where he could stay on his feet, he probably would have turned and not gotten six. He probably would have gotten six plus five and made a first down, but over midfield regardless.
Ball is in the Cardinal territory, second and four. GRC showing blitz. They're coming up on the edge. We'll see what happens here. Heath and Miller edge up there. Collision in the backfield. It's a blown-up play, and it finally brought down. Jones Howard with the tackle on a busted play. Maybe squeezed out a half a yard on that run, and Weish, a crafty runner, able to at least get the ball away from the quarterback after they collided.
And two GRC defenders right there for a 4 or 5 yard loss. Weish was able to wiggle his way back to a little bit beyond the previous line of scrimmage. So good play by Weish.
Third and four for the Ballard Bruins. From the Cardinal, 48, in motion, Edlin. He looks that way, throws it. It's out there, caught by Thompson, and he steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So a 16-yard pickup by Thompson and a first down.
Had plenty of time to float that one up. He threw it to a spot.
He did.
On the sideline, and only his receiver was there to retrieve it. So, well, conceived play, first down.
You know, you kind of thought that the ball was not a tight spiral. It was a wobbly pass thrown across the field, as you say, just the only guy that could get it, but the GRC defender was there. It was one of those that your step or two quicker, things could look different, but it's not the case.
That's what speed does to
That's
you
true.
Defensively. You got to play off.
Irvin with time, now he's flushed out, rolls to the right, still all day, chased by Ogles, passes up there, hauled in, and it's that guy Thompson again. He's a dandy wideout as he's going to haul that pass in for another first down.
Boy, I tell you, they are flat moving the ball in the air right now, so Card's doing a pretty good job of shutting them down on the rushing end of it, but he's got plenty of time and plenty of talent to pick the Cards apart on the defensive end.
22 yards on the pass play pickup, sets the ball at the GRC 13. Bruins up 10-0, looking for more. Cards need to stop it here. There's 2:15 to go in the half. Hand off to Edlin. Edlin tried to run to the edge. They kept him between the tackles Ballard had on the ground, but they give him a little stretch run, but GRC stuffed it out. Two good outside linebackers, Miller and Heath.
Well, that's right, and they're getting put to the test here tonight, though, because they've had to play most of the game defensively.
No doubt. Yeah, it's been Ballard with time of possession dominant.
Oh, yeah, and it's but he only barely got a yard there, so they did a good job of snuffing that one out, but it's getting late in the half.
Well, the Miller and Heath tackle tandem teams up for no gain on the play. Second and 10. Ball stays at the 13-yard line. Irvin in the shotgun, a little pistol look. He's got his runner back there. Play fake. Steps up, batted down by Heath, and a diving attempt by T.J. Hooten And it's incomplete.
Boy, it's always a good sign. If you can go up there with your paws up, you might get a tip deflection. And that time, once it got up in the air like that, it was a wounded pigeon. Hooten almost hauled it in.
6'2", sophomore quarterback Larry Irvin in this ball game. He's 7 of 10, so he's been very efficient.
Very accurate. But he's had time.
He has had time. We haven't put pressure, and when we did flush him out, he throws well on the run. Timeout called by Ballard. Minute 21 to go in the first half. 10-0, Bruins lead. Back in 1 minute.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's third down and 10 for Ballard Bruins. The ball is at the GRC 13-yard line. We'll see what GRC can do. Ballard is a perfect 5 of 5 on conversions on the evening. They've even converted a fourth down one time. Toss it back, halfback option, throw for the end zone. It's back there, and it is caught for a touchdown. Hauling that pass in, it was Maurice Stevens with the 13-yard touchdown catch off the halfback option. Throwing the ball was Journey Weish.
Journey did a nice job of putting it up there. It was up for grabs, but unfortunately for the Cards, the Bruins snagged it in the back of the end zone for the touchdown and this big 16-point lead here late in the first half.
So Ballard trying to tack on another point. The kick is on its way, and it's good. Add on another point, and with a minute 13 to go in this first half of play, it's 17-0. Ballard, GRC will get the ball here with a minute 13 to go, so we'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
Ballard adds to their lead. They're up 17-0 with a minute 13 to go here in the first half. Got to get the Cardinals on track. We got to go all the way back to the Belfry game, Bobby, when we saw a team flip the switch at halftime. But you don't want to wait till halftime. But GRC still in this game.
A little bit stronger competition tonight than we have seen so far. And to this point, what the Cards have been doing in these last three games to teams, Ballard is doing tonight. They're making every play every time they need one, and the Cards have been woeful offensively to this point.
Here's the kickoff, and it is fielded at the 23. Up to the 30, 35. Kamani John spins away, and he's finally stopped short of the 40-yard line. He'll get up to the 37. 38-yard line, they're saying. So 15 yards on the kick return by Kamani John.
Nice return that time. Cards with the ball. 62 yards from pay dirt, but they only have a minute six remaining in the first half.
You going to the UK game tomorrow, Bobby?
I believe my family's
7:30 kick?
I believe my family's going, but I probably won't make it.
I may go to that one, I'm told. All right. Back to throw, Clements, down the field, overthrew the intended receiver, a pretty good pass, and just kind of ran out of room. It well defended there. Trey Davis was the intended target, well defended by the Bruin cornerback.
Yeah, they had two corners right there. One maybe a defensive halfback. They got back in there and had him blanketed, but still the pass was where only he could catch it. So it was a good throw, just a little bit wide.
Three-man front for the Bruins. Cards with a pistol look. Back to throw is Clements. He has time. Throws, got his man. Kamani John beyond midfield. Steps out of bounds in Bruin territory at the 47-yard line.
Cards did a good job of sending a couple of receivers deep, and that gave John a chance to cut it off, catch it at about first down yardage, and then he took it upfield across midfield for the big first down.
Here's Clements looking at the sideline inside of a minute, but the clock has stopped. John had the presence of mind to get out of bounds and save this precious seconds that GRC has. Jeremiah Israel in there. He's out to the right. Clements steps up. He's looking to run. Tries to elude would-be tackler. Stays on his feet. Cuts it upfield. And finally gives himself up with a slide down, knowing that the clock is running. He slides down at the 44-yard line. So a gain of about three on that Sam scramble.
Yeah, he clocked that one at the 34-second mark on second and seven. So now the Cards can go to the sidelines, get a call, and see if they can somehow get this thing close enough to get some points.
GRC really offensively, they've been challenged this whole ball game. The two pass plays of 16 and 15 yards, the biggest plays they've had in this first half, which has produced no points. Haddon Cecil comes out wide to the right. Sitting in the slot there is Kamani John, two wide outs to the left side. Ballard wanting to come on the edge, and they're going to jump off, trying to overzealously get in there. Davon Rudolph, their leading tackler on the season, he averages about 10 tackles a game. He came across in trying to time the snap count.
Yeah, he's a juggernaut defensively. He likes to get in there and get people on the ground.
Makes it a very third down and manageable two, as Clements will have 34 seconds to try to get his team down the field and get some points.
Yeah, with no timeouts.
Yeah, they're out of timeouts.
Right, so they're going to have to be efficient here.
You've got to get out of bounds if they throw it downfield. Back to throw is Clements, looking, throwing, and it's going to be broken up, incomplete. Intended for Jeremiah Israel. Hit there on the pass was Maurice Stevens with the breakup.
He turned out into the flat, and he had two Bruins just flying at him once that ball got to him and couldn't quite handle it.
These guys, it's the biggest overall team we've seen, too, so far.
Biggest, I mean, and quickest.
Even bigger than Central Harden.
Sure.
I mean, their cornerbacks and linebackers, very, very well-developed young men. Fourth down, the Cards are going for it here. Why not? 27 seconds. Looking to try to pick up this first. Clements hands it off. Bryce Chestnut up to the 35-yard line. He got four on the run. He'll get the first down.
Get it down.
See what the Cards get. They'll start the clock when they spot the change. It's already running. It's at 12. Clements looking, wants to throw to the right side. Throws it, caught by Kamani John, and they're going to keep him in bounds. So that may do it, as I don't think GRC can get up to the line, and they can't. The horn sounds. The horn sounds on that 10-yard pass pickup to Kamani John as Sam Clements tried to engineer a drive. Cards just ran out of time. The Bruins have the lead here at halftime by a score of 17-0. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. We will step aside for a couple of minutes. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary, all that coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered.
BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
The Cards play here.
Halftime 2023 at George Rogers Clark High School. We're at the Cardinal Stadium right now. GRC trailing Ballard at halftime by a score of 17-0. Well, halftime means a lot to these high school students. The entire week builds up to this, and they've had a big display of a lot of student energy and a lot of support by these students here for this homecoming production. Bobby and I will break this game down, and boy, I tell you what, the Cardinals just haven't had the ball much, Bobby, not much at all. And when they have, it hasn't been real productive.
That's exactly right. The Bruins have done to the Cards what the Cards have done to their last three opponents as far as being able to make the play when they needed to make the play to either hang on to the ball or wrestle the ball away, and as a result, Cards probably haven't had the ball over 20 plays in this first half, and yet Ballard has converted consistently on third down, and the one time that they did have it in the fourth down situation, they got that by the skin of their teeth, and they have just really, really dominated on both sides of the ball thus far.
And a real telling number, and we're going to share some stats with you, George Rogers Clark, they were able to convert one out of four on third and fourth downs, while Ballard, they were perfect in this ball game and haven't had to punt. And that just keeps drives going.
Sure.
It just keeps possession of football.
And it tires out your defense.
And the thing about it is Ballard will get the football to begin the second half. Look at how this game played out. Again, it's right now 17-0 Ballard. The Cardinals won the toss. They elected to receive on the kickoff. The GRC was unable to get anything going. They punted it away. Ballard then was able to take a short punt of some 13 yards. They turned it into a 36-yard drive that picked up five plays and two first downs. Weiss ran a touchdown in from 4 yards out. The humble kick was good with 8:13 to go. In the first quarter, it was 7-0 Ballard. Well, the Cardinals got the ball back. Again, they had to punt it away. This time a much better punt, a 40-yarder that flipped the field and put Ballard back at their 12-yard line. Well, then a penalty by the Bruins put them half the distance to the goal. So GRC's looking pretty good right now in first and 14, and Ballard with the ball at their own 7-yard line. But Cards couldn't take advantage of it. Carter Mader made a nice pass break, but Ballard got a good run on that and made the fake punt and was able to keep drives alive. And he ended up having Humble kick a 17-yard field goal when they marched it down the field, and it was 10-0 with 6:23 to go in the first half. And then Ballard, GRC went for it on downs when they had it. The only time they had it in the second quarter, Cardinals, other than one of the two possessions, let me back up, in the second quarter, the Cardinals turned it over on downs. Ballard was then able to take a halfback option pass, and Stevens catches it for 13 yards from Weish. And the kick was good, and with a minute 13 to go, Ballard now led 17 to nothing as they had a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and a field goal kicked in there. Cards ran out of time as they were driving the football in the first half of play, but that's where we stand. It's 17 nothing, and Ballard, pretty good. We've seen the Cards make adjustments in the second half, but this is a good team. You're still in the game. I mean, you got half the game, but you're not too far behind here.
Well, you're three scores behind in effect, and yet you're going to have to do a little bit of damage going toward that other end zone before you're going to be able to chip away at this. So hopefully he's got a rabbit or two he can pull out of his hat here in the second half to kind of get them on the board and get them encouraged.
This Ballard team has been averaging, giving up about 28 to 30 points per ball game. That has not been the case tonight. They're stingy. Cards haven't scored. It's 17-0 Ballard. Bobby and I will be back. We'll have individual and team stats coming up in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
'Cause I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on now at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, your CF Moto headquarters. Rebates include up to $800 off 21 and 22 ATVs and $1,200 off remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. The 2023 Z-Force 950 HO Sport, $1,000 off. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. There's tire smoking deals on motorcycles, including rebates up to $1,000 on remaining 22 models. Visit Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling today.
The GRC Cardinals.
Hi. Ballard leading George Rogers Clark here on homecoming. At halftime, it's 17-0 in favor of the Bruins. Ballard had a 7-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. They kicked a field goal midway through the second quarter and then tacked on a halfback option pass with a little over a minute to go in the first half of play. Humble's kicking has been perfect, and that's where we're at 17-0. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Let's look at some of the numbers unofficially in this first half of play. Ballard doubling up GRC as far as first downs. The Bruins had 10 in the first half compared to 5 for GRC. A couple of GRCs came on penalties as well. Looking at kick return, the Bruins haven't returned a kick as GRC. They've returned 4 kicks in this ball game, averaging 12 yards per kick return. Cardinals have punted twice in this ball game, and they are averaging right at 29-30 yards on 2 kicks. Ballard has not punted in this football game. Penalties in the game, Cardinals penalized three times for 15 yards. Ballard, they were penalized six times in the first half, one of those a 15-yarder. It's been a cleanly played football game, no turnovers in the game, no fumbles that were even picked up by their own team. So we don't have any turnovers in this ball game. Looking at some of the individual and team numbers, for Ballard, they've rushed the ball 15 times in the first half, picking up 76 yards on the ground. Rushing the football, it was Larry Irvin, two rushes for 15 yards. They also ran Edelin four times for minus 2 yards on that carry. And the guy that's done major damage has been Journey Weish, nine carries for 63 yards and a touchdown run in the first half of play. Other offensive numbers, there he's got the door now. Other offensive numbers for Ballard, passing the football, 8 of 11 through the air. Actually, Irvin, the quarterback, is 7 of 10. Weish threw the other pass. It was a 13-yard touchdown. So 8 of 11 passing the football in the first half for Ballard, 97 yards through the air, 76 on the ground, 173 yards total offense for the Bruins in the first half of play. For GRC, the Cardinals rushed the ball 11 times, had a total of only 20 yards on the ground rushing in that first half of play. Sam Clements ran three times for 7 yards, and you had Bryce Chestnut, eight carries for 13 yards. Yeah, passing the football, Clements has gone 5 of 12 in passing, no picks, no touchdown throws, and 63 yards through the air, or excuse me, 43 yards through the air for the Cardinals. 43 passing, 20 on the ground for GRC, 63 total yards of offense for GRC, 173 for Ballard. So tells the story there, and the Bruins are up 17-0.
They have taken the fight from the get-go and dominated this game, and it's going to be up to the Cards to see if they can come out with a early second-half stop and turn this thing around and get something going offensively.
Well, our homecoming court was announced, and their escorts as well. And we've got last year, it's a homecoming queen and king and queen, Kareem Grant and Marisol Lopez, assisted with crowning this year's royalty. And, Bobby, I'll give you the honors. Who won?
Coach Jericho came out at halftime for a good reason. He and Braden observed their brother and daughter winning this. Isabella Chirico, the queen, and Mr. Ty Miller, who was her escort, is the king. So congratulations to both of them.
So the new king and queen for this 2023 homecoming, and now with a little photo op down on the field, Isabella Chirico, affectionately referred to her as Izzy. She is down there, and Ty Miller, Ty, one of the star football players on this GRC team, he was her escort. So big night for the Chirico family. I guess she won the crown. He'd like to win the game.
He's got a little work to do on his end, though.
So we'll see how it plays out. It's right now 17-0 in favor of the Ballard Bruins. Again, giving you some of those numbers before we send it back to our studio to carry you through this transition period. Again, Cardinals with 20 with 11 rushes for 20 yards, 5 of 12 passing for 43 yards, only 63 yards of total offense for GRC in the first half. Ballard, 15 rushes for 76 yards. They are 8 of 11 passing, 97 yards, 173 total for the Bruins. It's 17-0 in favor of Ballard. Second half play will be coming up. We're going to send it back to the station and the reliable and trusty hands of one Tim Smith. He'll take care of you during this transition period of about 5 minutes. When we come back, we will have second half play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Winchester, are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Looking at your overnight hours on Friday, sky will be mainly clear. It's a nice, well, early fall night. Temperatures dropping down to the low 50s. Your Saturday starts with sunshine, becomes partly sunny. High temperatures, we're going to top out in the low 80s, it looks like. There is a shower chance, especially if you get south of 64. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
The Cards play here.
Both teams emerge from the locker rooms and they're down on the field as we get ready for second half play. The Cardinals trailing Ballard here by a score of 17-0. As we get ready for this second half, it'll be GRC kicking off to the Bruins as they will have the football and the lead moving into the second half. So, got a lot of good food back there, Bobby. How have you resisted?
Well, I had a little something before I came out here, but more concerned with the game than the food.
Well, yeah, but football and food kind of goes together. They've been known to. Yeah, well, thanks so much to the school and the support personnel and the boosters and all took care of us up here tonight. So,
well, we've got a beautiful evening for football, and so far it's been a beautiful evening for GRC's opponent because Ballard has really, really put on a clinic here so far tonight, and Cards down 17 here at intermission, playing as hard as they can possibly play, but unless they pretty much play flawlessly, it seems like any and everything they do comes up empty so far in this game.
Yeah, it's been tough going for GRC, no doubt about it. The numbers bear that out. Cardinals with less than 100 yards offense in that first half, and they're going to be kicking it off to Ballard, who time of possession has been heavily in favor of the Bruins.
Oh, it's bound to be 3-1.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The Cardinals, they were able to, I guess, not being sarcastic, they amassed 5 first downs on only 63 yards of offense. So a couple of those were credited with the penalties by Ballard, who had 6 of those infractions in the first half. Clay Turley will kick it off for GRC. First kick return opportunity for Ballard. First time Clay gets to kick it away, and he kicks it high and deep, backpedaling and looking, and it's going to go about 5 yards deep in the end zone, and no return. Thompson just watches it sail over his head, makes the safe sign like, let it go.
Well, I tell you what, that's one consistent element in this football team that has really, really been impressive for the past 2 seasons. And that is Clay Turley's foot.
Yeah, and special teams in general this year have been really good overall. But the defense is going to be put to the test here. You got Hooten, Heath, and Miller at linebacker. Also Jones Howard. You got some big guys up front. Hunter Gully also over there, and Brian Falls on that front line. Carter Maynard at deep safety. Falls and John on the corner. Irvin, the quarterback, hands it off and looking for running room as Ty Miller makes the tackle. Problem is he brought down Weish after about a 6-yard gain.
Nice blocking that time between the center and the right guard for Ballard, and they were able to create a seam for him, and he's upfield 6 yards before you know it, so it's 2nd and 4.
Weish in that first half, he scored a rushing touchdown. He had 63 yards on 9 carries. He also threw a 13-yard touchdown pass on the halfback option. He's in there with a T formation in the backfield and now in motion. And a pass thrown, and it's going to be caught for a first down at the 35, still on his feet. The Cards try to strip the ball, but struggling up to the 37-yard line, 9-yard pickup on the completion.
Just a nice pitch and catch that time. Well-conceived play. Cards having to play a little bit softer in that defensive backfield because of this speed.
Yeah, they've got size and speed, and you're right, Bobby. If they, you get separation, they've got the speed. They can get it in the open field, and they can race you down the field. Cardinals bringing in a couple of new linemen, got a new one down on the front for GRC, trying to put some pressure. Alifaro in there for GRC, sets on the right end. He's rushing, and they go left side on the ground, trying to turn the corner to the 40, to the 50, and then pushed out of bounds by Trey Davis, but not before you had a good piece of running and appreciable yardage by Edlin.
Just did a good job of getting the edge on the left side, and he was able to just roam and ramble down that left side for a huge gain.
20 yards on that Edlin run, and that's good enough for a first down. Ballard began this drive after the touchback, and they're now in GRC territory. A little over 10 and a half to play in the third. Opening drive here in the second half. Irvin with three wideouts strong to the right side. He sends his receiver, his slot receiver. He wants even more separation. Ethan Heady not on the same play with Irvin, and play clock winding down. He said, let's call a timeout. So Ballard will talk it over on a first and 10 from the Cardinal 43. Back in 1 minute.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So back to play after the timeout. There was a 5-yard penalty on a delay of gain. That set at first and 15. For Ballard, they were able to pick up 12 yards on a pass as Irvin swung it out in the flats, and Dalian Thompson sidestepped a couple of Cardinal tacklers, and it makes it now second and 3 with the ball at 36. Cards trying to rush 3 with an occasional blitz on the edge. They've not come up the middle too strongly. Now they come with a blitz up the middle, and they're going to get to Irvin, but he eludes it, rolls out to his right, and just throws it out of bounds. Intended receiver, I guess if you want to call it that, was Journey Weish. So that time, Bobby, a little different. Instead of an edge rush, they came up the middle.
Came up the middle and got him to move to his right, but sort of got in each other's way as they attempted to try to bring the quarterback down, and he took it all the way to the sideline and then just pitched it harmlessly out of bounds to bring up this 3rd and 3.
So, it's, as Bobby said, 3rd and 3, and Ballard's been pretty much able to get what they want on 5 of 5 conversions, but you got to figure it's 4-down yardage or 4-down territory here. Just a matter of do they want to run it or throw it. Irvin in the shotgun on the delay. Journey Weish, 1st down and more as he rolls over the 30, upended there by Carter Maynard, and also Howard, Jones Howard stopped at around the 27.
He got 9 or 10, 1st down. Just domination at the point of attack there.
In this game, Ballard leading 17-0. They have also in this contest working on, they've got 14 first downs, indicating what that indicates is ball control drive. Not big long hitting plays, but just grinded out football. First and 10 from the Cardinal 27. Play fake. Sets up the screen. It's caught at the 25. Cardinals try to strip the ball, but it finally brought down. Trey Davis and TJ Hooten make the tackle, but pass is caught there by Seckham.
Yeah, they let the defense come on in, and he just flipped it over the top of them into the left flat and was able to get 3 yards on that play. But Cards had good defense on that one once they got to the ball carrier.
Let me take it back. It wasn't Seckham that pulled it in. It was Hetty who got 3 yards on that pass reception. 3 of 4. Passing in the second half for 24 yards. That's the number on Irvin. So he's over 100 tonight. Play fake. They go to Journey Wise. He slipped a Hooten tackle and tried to turn it upfield as a flag is thrown. He lunges forward for first down yardage. Hooten made him swing wide, and this looks like a hold or a block in the back. The official threw the flag where he saw it occur, and that would be at the 23-yard line.
Forced him to go wide, and then when he cut upfield, that's probably when the infraction occurred.
So 2 yards on the run. It looked like it'd be a lot more, but after it was 2 yards on the gain, the flag throws in, so it'll march it back 10. So actually, like a loss on the play, we'll move them all the way back to the Cardinal 33. So
going to make it 2nd and 15.
It will. I was trying to add that one up.
Yeah.
And with the clock rolling, Cardinals trailing 17-0. Ballard led at the end of the first 7-0. Took a 10-0 lead midway through the second quarter and a 17-0 lead at halftime. And that's where we're at now with 7.5 to go here in the third. And a flag thrown again as the play is whistled dead. And they're going to call a timeout. You've got Ballard calling a timeout. Again, 7.5 to go in the third quarter, and the Bruins up 17-0. Bobby's got a message he will impart to you.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A bad boy mower, packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Bobby, that ad just screams you being the intimidating. Just very.
Well, I tell you what, now we've got
impressive, imposing kind of guy you are. You've got that bad boy look.
I tell you what, who's got the bad boy more look tonight? And that's the Bruins.
Ballard Bruins.
They've been on point. Yes, sir.
They have been on point. The only mistakes they've made have been the penalties themselves on the delay handoff. As you got Weish up the middle, he is tripped up there. Hunter Gully with his fourth tackle as he stops him. Got run support help in there by Big 99 on there as well, Brian Falls.
Yeah, that was a nice shoestring tackle that time. He got a little bit of it back, but could have gone for a little more had he not tripped him up. So good reaction there.
Down linemen don't often make the tackles, but you got to plug the hole. That time the two down linemen got the tackle after a two-yard gain. It brings up 3rd and 13 from the 31 of GRC. Irvin back to throw, sets the screen. Weish caught it at the 25, to the 20, to the 10, down the right sideline, lunges for the end zone, and they're going to call it a touchdown.
That's
going to go as a 31-yard screen pass, run and catch.
Any and everything Ballard has chosen to do tonight has worked, and they have just been picture-perfect offensively. That time a well-conceived play that wound up with another 6 points, with the Cards doing everything they could to stop them, but just couldn't get there.
So Humble will try the point after in this ball game. He's got 6 points already, looking to try to tack on another one. High snap put down. His kick looks to be on the money and confirmed by the officials. 6:39 to go in the third quarter. The Bruins add to their lead, which now stands at 24-0 here on homecoming night at GRC. We'll step aside for 1 minute, back after these messages.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
You've been on the go all summer, but your summer adventures are coming to an end. At Major Brands, we say don't let them. With a $60 tire rebate on the Uniroyal Laredo family of tires and $40 tire rebate on all other tire lines, now is the time to snag a new set before September 28 and start planning your next adventure. With Uniroyal Tires, all season adventure starts at Major Brands, Tom's Drive Moorhead and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
Bruins score again. They lead 24-0. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me off mic. You said, boy, there you go, Joel, that 5 minutes and 21 seconds off the clock, and you're trying to play catch-up.
You're playing catch-up, but you can't stop them on third down, and then it would have been a longer one had they not had a 32-yard score just then.
High kick is fielded on the move by Maynard at the 25, and he is hit, boy, and they knocked the soup out of it. He is hit hard at the 31. He's shaken up, and his Ty Miller, his teammate, got him and picked him up by the shoulder pads. But he's a gritty guy, man.
Well, he took it right at
him.
He did. But problem is, one doesn't meet three very effectively, very often, and three got him to the ground pretty quickly and pretty hard.
Yeah, he was able to squeeze out, looks like 7 yards on that kick return, and he's listed Carter Maynard. He's a game guy. I mean, he's a senior, 5'9", 150.
Yeah, but
and these Ballard guys, they're weighing at least 25, 30, sometimes 50 pounds more than that playing linebacker or secondary.
Yeah, multiply that by
three of them right there to hit him. Here's a snap in Clements with the quarterback option on the direct snap to him, and he tried to pick his way through there. He got to the 35-yard line before he is driven back and stood straight up. So a pickup of about two on the run, second down coming.
Yeah, when you've got two basic runners offensively, one is your quarterback and one is your running back, then they're going to key on you and spy on you and really tattoo you all the way. And that's what we've seen so far in this one offensively.
Haven't been able to shake a guy loose here. They come on the edge, and Clements trying to run for his life, and that play was snuffed out. It was smelled out, and Montel Campbell, 6'1", 190, in there for the sack of Clements, and he took him all the way back to the 26-yard line. So on that play, a loss of eight.
As soon as he attempted the fake handoff and turned, he had three Bruins smothering him 8 yards deep.
Yeah, and on a slow-developing play, that doesn't need to happen because you've got Campbell on the edge just timing it perfectly. Now Campbell swaps out with Devon Rudolph on the edge as Clements working the sideline, throws a pass over the extended arm of Hayden Heath. Back over there on the coverage was Rudolph, but Heath had gotten behind Rudolph, the pass just thrown too high.
Well, he needed to drop it in and didn't really have time to set and arc the ball up in the air.
Yeah, it needed a little more touch and finesse, didn't it?
Well, but the Bruins coming after him. And
Can't be floating too much, can you?
He had to get rid of it, but just a dominant performance on both sides of the ball by the Bruins here through these first two and a half quarters without question.
Well, Clay Turley on to punt. He nailed a 36-yarder the last time he punted, and Cards with fourth and long here, ball at their own 25. They're going to kick it away. Turley bobbled the snap, and it's blocked. GRC picks it up on a loose ball. That's as good as a fumble, and they're going to get short of the first down. He tried to run hard. Trey Davis thought he might get a first down, but he has stopped 3 yards short as he ran it back to the 40-yard line. So Davis will get credit on that as a 7-yard run, but no first down.
He was 2 yards short of it, and he ran out of there like a scat back. But again, you had that quickness, see what was going on, and they converged on him before he could get the needed yardage. And again, good pressure in the backfield with Turley attempting to punt that ball, and they got it off of his foot and caused the fumble.
Ballard has the ball and the lead, 24-0, playing on a short field here with it squarely at the 40-yard line of the Cardinals. 5:06 to go here in the third quarter. GRC needs to try to get a takeaway here. They've had a turnover in every game. This one, though, Ballard's played flawlessly. They stay with the same formation, bring a man in motion, little shovel pass, trying to get to the edge. Turns and squares his shoulders, finally brought down. That was Seca on the carry. Actually, it was a forward pass.
Yes.
Seca picks up his third pass of the game and going to be short of the first down. He got about half of it.
Yeah, just a little two-handed pitch pass about 1 yard in front of where he pitches it. And thing is, they're getting to the edge before our defender does. And when that happens, he's going to turn it upfield and get yardage.
13 of 17 is the passing for Irvin. He's thrown for one touchdown. Ballard has two touchdowns throwing on the night. Second and 5. Irvin from the shotgun fakes a handoff. It's the run option read, and he just put it in the belly of Weiss. They bid on that, so he kept it and gets the first down.
Got 8 yards. Took it off of right tackle once they saw where the defense was going to go, and 8 yards upfield, he has another first down.
Approaching 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, Ballard pitching a shutout as they come up to the line. They spread the field, pistol look for Irvin. He keeps Weich in the backfield with him. Tight end sets on the left side, and right now they send Thompson in motion to the right. Spotting him is Kamani John. He's going to track him, but they run the opposite way with Edlin. Dances inside, 20, 10, got a downfield block, touchdown. Got a nice block from Seca, who sealed off, falls in the end zone, and it's a 27-yard touchdown run for Edlin, who is 4 carries for minus 2 yards in the first half. Here in the second half, he had a 20-yard run for a first down. This time, a 27-yarder for a touchdown.
This offense is really clicking here for the Bruins here in the second half. That time it looked like they had 4 players versus GRC's 2, just creating seams and taking it home.
27 yards on the Edlin carry, and the kick is up, and it's good. Humble has kicked well for the Bruins, and Ballard leading now 31-0 with a little over 3.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a minute. Third quarter play continues after this.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
Here's Humble kicking off for Ballard, and just a high directional kick. Tried to kick it into a vacant spot 10 yards down the field. It's a live ball and receiving some rude treatment as Jeremiah Israel, and He almost did well to call a fair catch on that one. He took it on one, or he caught it in the air, didn't call for a fair catch, and Ballard hit him simultaneously. So Israel did a good job not to cough it up.
Yeah, he had four of them carrying
him.
Oh,
yeah, shoving him back.
Giving him 15 yards backwards before he finally hit the turf. So they've got a game plan tonight that they have worked to perfection, and you have to hand it to Ballard, and yet they frustrated GRC, and GRC's given it its all, but not getting anything accomplished tonight.
Pass out in the flats, caught by Kamani John, and he is brought down at the 43-yard line, so a 15-yard pickup. A nice pass play there by Clements.
Nice pass. Excellent pass play, but guess what? That was a fingertip away from being deflected. Those defensive backs are all over our receivers. But good play there.
Giving Chestnut a break. Heath in there in the backfield for the second series of play, and Ballard's going to jump offside to Bruins, showing a little, being a little overzealous there on that infraction. Caden Lewis, and he's another one of those 265-pound linemen.
Well, you know, when you're up 31-0 and you're playing a team that's been playing pretty well here for the last three games and you're feeling pretty good about yourself, sometimes you're going to jump offside.
Just amped up a little bit. Here comes the corner blitz. Clements dumps it off, and with the catch is Israel, and he's close to first down yardage as he was able to get over into Ballard territory. It was a first and five, and they're going to give him seven on that catch, so a good job there for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he went downfield about 3 yards and turned, got the ball, and fell forward. Nice play for the Cards.
They go on the handoff, and ooh, Hayden Heath is hit and leveled, and he was a recipient of one of the tackles, kind of like what he lays on guys, as he was hit and put to the turf immediately by Michael Clack, 6'3 and a half, 185 pounds, and a junior.
Yeah, he just stood him right up and put him down, but after a 6-yard gain, so yep. Cards making a little move offensively here.
Pistol look, Clements calling for it, run the delay with Heath, and he tried to get up the middle, tripped up as he hit the hole, trying to hit that O-gap right behind the center, and tackle made by Atkinson.
Well, this defense has served itself well staying home, and when the Cards have gotten to the edge, their pressure has been there to thwart them. So we're at a third and a long two, short three here. Cards need to see if they can convert.
They break huddle, coming out, Haddon Cecil to the right side, sitting in the slot is John. That's the short side of the field, that right hash mark. They got a single wide out, and they throw it out. Caught there by Cecil, turns it upfield, got a block by Kamani John, and Trey Davis, and is able to get the first down, just short of the Bruin 30.
Yeah, he got about 9 yards on that pass play, but it was had to be a quick throw to the sideline, and the defense wasn't up quick enough, and he was able to weave his way through it for that first down. Big play for the Cards.
So the first catch of the night for Haddon Cecil, who's had ball games where he's caught as many as five and six passes. They run it on the ground on a play fake, and Hayden Heath is driven out of bounds by a host of Bruin players, but Heath giving much-needed support and relief somewhat in that backfield for the Cardinals. You and I were talking off mic. Ballard, hey, they've watched film. They know that we've got two primary ball carriers.
A quarterback and a running back, period, so they're going to spy those guys. They're going to stay all over them. And with Hayden adding a little relief here to Bryce Chestnut, certainly gives him a little break because it's a tough ball club we're playing.
Carter Maynard in. Israel goes out. Maynard parks himself on the right side. You got trips to the left, single wide out Maynard to the right. He's staying in there. The pistol look probably to block. And with second and nine, GRC wants to call a timeout here inside the minute mark here in the third quarter. Ballard up 31-0. Back after this brief 30-second break.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Cardinals call the timeout. Good crowd here on homecoming night. People still sticking around. It's not like they left off after Isabella Cherico was and Ty Miller were named king and queen. They stayed around, and the Cardinals trying to put on a drive here. It's second and nine at the Ballard 30. Deepest field position for GRC. Good pickup on the blitz by Heath and throwing for the end zone. Passes up there, and that's going to be pass interference. Sam Clements had his man. And it was a good route ran by Trey Davis. Trey Davis actually had separation. It was his ball to pull in, but Jaden Potter broke it up and caused the infraction on top of it.
Well, Potter with a good job of keeping him from catching it. At least he's going to have to make the Cards earn it.
So GRC gets a first down. It'll be, should place the football somewhere around that 15-yard line. We'll look to see. It'll be first and 10 with 29 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is going to be on the 15-yard line. Deepest penetration for GRC in the ball game, and trying to put a score on the board. It's been Ballard shutting out GRC tonight, 31-0. They lead. Clements in the huddle, play clock now at 12. They break huddle, coming up to the line. Hayden Heath did a good job picking up that blitzing linebacker, but now he's going to set it tight end. It's an empty set backfield. Ballard showing blitz. Here they come on the edge. Clements takes it up the middle and didn't get much. He tried to veer it off to the right side, but it was shut down pretty quickly as Rayshon Shoulders, a sophomore linebacker, made the stop.
Yeah, that big, heavy set of defenders just hold serve in their position and await the ball carrier.
Clements on the night, he's got 17 yards on six carries. That's how tough the going's been for the Cardinals tonight. That'll close out the third quarter. When we come back, it'll be second and eight for GRC from the Ballard 13-yard line. Fourth and final quarter, back in 1 minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals took this ball. It was in the third quarter, and they were at their own 35-yard line. Now they're at the 13 of Ballard, second and eight. Clements with the snap, rolling to his left. He's in trouble, throws the pass, and he is sacked and frustrated himself. He felt the heat. They brought an all-out blitz, intended receiver was Carter Maynard, but he did well just to get rid of it.
Well, when he let go of that ball, he was almost 18 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he had two of them just tracking him from the get-go. So just not much margin for error, and when you do get a chance to make a completion or get a good run, you better either slip that tackle or make that catch, because this group is really playing well tonight.
Four down territory for the Cardinals. It's third down and eight, but man, you got to figure out, you got to get
6 seconds.
You got to get at least 5 or 6 yards on this. And I think They got Clements running to the sideline. I'm not the coordinator or the coach, but it's taken a while for him to run to the sideline, then run back into the play. So GRC's got to burn a timeout. This is their second timeout of this half. So with third and eight from the 13-yard line, time called, back after this brief 30-second break.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Cardinals now with the play, and I think maybe they probably took time to call two. That would be a confident team saying, let's get it on third, and if we don't get it on third, let's get it on fourth. Snap to Clements, looking. Pass protection breaks down. He eludes a would-be sack, throws it for the end zone, and being face guarded all the way, it's incomplete. He intended receiver again was Trey Davis, but he was being face guarded. A guy never did turn around and make a play on the ball. That was Devon Rudolph, their leading tackler. But no call on that other than an incomplete pass. But Clements running for his life. He did a good job on the spin move. They spun him around 360, didn't they, Bob?
He was a magician to get out of that one and be able to make that throw on the sideline. And it was a very accurate throw.
Sure was. 30-yard field goal coming up now for Clay Turley. Thought the Cards might, if they got yardage, they would have gone for it. But Turley's going to try a 30-yarder here out of the hole to Sam Clements. Snaps there. The hold's down. Turley's kick. Plenty of leg. Plenty of leg and perfect accuracy. He kicks it through. 30-yard field goal. His first of the season. And the Cards get on the board with 11:38 to go in the ball game. GRC not shut out. It's 31-3. Bruins lead. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Clay Turley kicking off for GRC. The only time he's kicked off, it went deep into the end zone, and this one's the same thing as retreating back is the deep back for Ballard, and he just watched it sail over his head, so it'll be a touchback for the Bruins.
4 to 5 yards deep, high, long, carrying into the end zone. What a tremendous weapon.
Yeah, they went after Clay Turley on this football team, and they went after the best, evidently, on the GRC had to offer. You know, in his substitution, Levi Ross has done well.
He's done very well.
Whenever he's been called on. So he's kind of following Clay Turley around down on the sidelines there. Good guy to...
He'd be wise, too.
A good guy to hang with. Absolutely. Ballard with the football. They go on the ground and churning out yardage, high-stepping his way across near the 30 and probably a first down on that journey, Weish. And that journey is going to take Journey 11 yards on the run and a first down.
Yeah, Jones Howard got him, but not until he was 8 yards upfield, went for 10 or 11 and a first down. And could be that by this time the car defense might be getting a bit gassed.
They've been on the field a lot.
Heavens, they sure have.
And that's an understatement, as Ballard has owned the score, the yardage, and time of possession. First and 10 from their own 31. Irvin, pump fake. Here comes the heat. He steps up in the pocket and finds running room. He's got a first down as he dances out of bounds, and they're going to spot him at the 46-yard line. So a 15-yard scramble by Irvin, improvising after it looked like a near sack.
Well, he used that ball fake. He acted like he was going to throw it and got one of the defenders in the air. And next thing you know, he had spun right away from him and running for daylight.
Almost 60 Cardinals have played in the game so far this season. Coach Jericho's got some guys out there playing now. Cody Gibson in the ball game on the D-line. You also have some new secondary players out there for GRC. Thompson goes in motion for Ballard. A busted play, and Irvin's going to keep it and turn it upfield and got appreciable yardage.
Six.
Yeah, after a busted play, T.J. Hooten with a tackle upended the ball carrier. So Irvin turned quarterback into ball carrier after he had a collision in the backfield on a busted play and peels off seven.
Well, when you look up and you see open field, it's easy to run to daylight.
Well, Ballard, they've had a good downfield passing game. We thought they threw a lot of home run balls. They have thrown it downfield, but we've seen a lot of this yardage. What looks like downfield passing is catch and run, is run after the catch. We've seen two screen passes go for big yards. They run a little flea flicker on the end around, and Thompson tried to get to the edge. The Cardinal stayed home and made the tackle. Nice job by GRC. Daniel Kubicon stayed home, and he sealed the edge and brought down the would-be wideout who turned runner, Thompson, on that carry.
Coach Morton staying in his playbook of running a little bit of everything. That time he, instead of just taking it up the middle and being conservative, he tried to get that thing outside, but the Cards held him to a one-yard gain, third and five.
Little end-around double reverse. Thompson got nothing on it. Kubicon with the tackle, third down and four. Ball is at the GRC 48. Irvin works the middle of the field. It's broken up. Pass intended on a little skinny post route, but it was broken up there. Nice play by the GRC secondary. Yeah, and I'm looking for the number, and we don't have it, Bob.
No, we sure don't.
And we don't have 20 either. These guys wear these uniforms, and I don't know, maybe the uniform isn't uniform. You get a different number depending on what color jersey you're wearing. It's a guessing game sometime, and that's what it is tonight. At this late in the ball game, it's some defensive guys trying to get some playing time. Fourth down, and Ballard going for it on fourth and four, and the pass is caught at the 40. Jukes one tackle, spins, and then is dropped at the 31-yard line. So 17 yards on the pickup, and I tell you what, Thompson has been just a favorite target tonight.
Once he gets that ball, he's a jitterbug, too. He can move, he can weave, bob, spin, and he is very, very quick and knows where daylight is in a positive way.
And the accuracy of Irvin has just been amazing. In this ball game, he is 14 of 19, one touchdown, no picks.
Well, I'd venture to say this is their most complete game of the year. It has to be.
No doubt. It's now they scored more points, but
sure.
I don't know if they played better. And on the draw, a little delay run, and all the way down inside the five, finally GRC catches the ball carrier.
Weish.
And him trying to, I don't know who 20 is. He made a touchdown-saving tackle as Weish takes it all the way to the four-yard line, so a 30-yard run for the fleet-footed back.
Yeah, we have two or three rosters, but we don't have those numbers on any of them. So all we can say is touchdown saving tackle by one of the deep backs.
And I mean, Coach Jericho sent me a roster sometime back, but it doesn't show these numbers. Anyway, first and goal. Irvin tosses it. Rushing, right side, trying to get to the edge, diving for the end zone and going in. 4 yards out for the touchdown. That is Journey Weish, and he scored his second touchdown on the night rushing, as well as he's thrown one.
even when GRC has the angle at the edge, these guys are able to elude them and get in for the touchdown. So you just can't really express how quick and how speedy these guys are.
Ballard now with 37 points on the board. Their high mark this year, 49, they scored against PRP. They also hung 41 on Southwestern. They've scored 37 here and looks to be they want to try to do it. Two-point conversion here, looking, throwing, and it's going to be incomplete. They went for a pass on the PAT, and it is incomplete. And with just under 8 minutes to go in the ball game, GRC will receive the kickoff, but Ballard leading large here, 37-3, inside of 8 minutes to go in the game, back in 1 minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
On the kick return, Trey Davis takes and moves it upfield. 10 yards on that kick return by Davis, and GRC will take the ball over first and 10 with 7:49 to play in this football game, and see what unit GRC sends out there. As offensive coordinator Jordan Ray on the sideline with his team and troops. Ballard has some fresh uniforms and fresh guys in the game. Well, it's going to be Clements still at quarterback.
Got 10
Trey
seconds.
Davis is one of the wide outs. Also on this left side, it's Kamani John as well. Play clock at 2. Clements gets a low snap, ball fake, tries to follow a block after a fake handoff, and he is buried. Belcher in there at running back. He took the fake handoff and was supposed to open a hole, but that play was doomed from the fact of the sense of urgency. They couldn't get a playoff.
Yeah, they didn't get lined up till about 6 seconds left, and that doesn't give you enough time to get your troops organized.
Clements does a lot of running. He comes over to the sideline every game, and now he's joining the huddle, and there's 12 seconds on the play clock. They break huddle, looking at 2nd and 10. Belcher, the setback, the setback with Clements, and Sam takes a snap. Everybody's out in pass routes, and he throws it, and it's incomplete. Nearly picked off as Ballard thought they had a chance on it, as Jones Howard had it go off his fingertips, and that was a catchable ball.
Yeah.
It goes as an incomplete pass.
Now, we've had a couple of those tonight, one early in the contest that in order to be in this game, you pretty much had to execute those. But certainly giving it a good effort, just wasn't able to haul it in.
Waylon Saunders, one of the old linemen, comes out, replaced in there. As Clements will come back out. It's 3rd and 10. Ball's at the Cardinal 38-yard line, and now trying to get a playoff, and he just does. Now they're going to throw the flag. It'll be delay of game. Pass is caught by Trey Davis, and then the turf monster got him. He lost his balance and went down at the 46-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup will be called back, I believe, due to delay of game. They can't get the play in. And it's not the first time tonight. Cardinals haven't been penalized much, only five times in the ball game for a total of 25 yards, but it just seems like nothing's been easy.
Well, not since that first offensive series when they had a chance to make a first down, were unable to do so, and then once Ballard got hold of that football, they have not turned loose of it this entire game.
Cardinals now looking at third and long, call it third and 15. They're showing blitz. Now Ballard backs off. They're rushing. Here they come on the edge. Clements throws it out, and again, it's off the hands of the intended receiver. Trey Davis ran a little down and out, a little drag route, as he and Clements both moving to the right, but it's incomplete, and it will bring up now fourth and 15. Sam's had a tough night throwing the ball. He's 8 of 20 overall in this game.
Well, he's been harassed from the get-go.
Oh, and, no doubt.
And when he hasn't been harassed trying to throw the ball, he's been smothered when he ran it. So he's had a tough night.
Yeah, 8 of 20 for 72 yards tonight in the air. Cardinals going for it, 4th and 15. Little squib punt by Clements as he takes the shotgun snap and kicks it. It'll be at the 47-yard line. So what we've got here, 20-yard punt on that little pooch punt by Clements. And Ballard comes out with 6:23 to go in the ballgame and a hefty lead of 37-3.
And even though they may have some fresh troops in there, the Cards do as well, so there's no guarantee that they're going to let up a bit.
And let's see who they put in at quarterback. They've got a guy in there. Try to set that number for you. Back to throw, flushed out, eludes a would-be tackler, and finally a sack by GRC. Logan Ritchie, credited for the sack, is he brought down Rashad Nash. Nash, a senior quarterback. And see what the call is here. Wow, they're going to get Ritchie for a horse collar tackle, and that'll go against GRC. So what looked to be a sack and a loss of 8 yards. And it looks like the official's going to mark it off. Now, let's see. We're still waiting to see what he's going to do.
From the line of scrimmage, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Some in the press box seem to think it was a little astonished. I'm not surprised. That's personal foul penalty, and an automatic first down goes with it. So with 6 minutes to play in the game, Nash back at quarterback, fakes a handoff. He's going to run, gets to the outside, another flag thrown. He's still on his feet inside the 30. A second flag comes out. And it's going to be at the inside the 30. We'll look to see. There are two flags on the play.
Three?
Nash ran the ball. Have you got three out there now?
Yeah, one of them was picked up. There were three on
the field. There's two at the line of scrimmage.
Two up here and one down here. So there was an infraction, folks.
Yeah. Messed up big time.
Somewhere.
We'll see what they sort out here. As the next game up for the Ballard Bruins is they will play Tate's Creek on their home field, and GRC will get Montgomery County on a road game, and that'll be up in Mount Sterling. That'll be September 22nd, kickoff 7:30.
Well, for Tate's Creek's sake, let's hope that Ballard put it all together tonight, because if they run up against this crowd and it plays the same way, they might be in for a relatively long evening as well.
Yeah.
They have really played well.
So you got a personal foul against Ballard, and you also had holding against Ballard. So the Cardinals will take those penalties and push them back. So it's going to be first and really long as they move the yard marker. Should be beyond midfield. No, it's just going to be right at midfield. So the
first and 21 or two, it looks like.
Third 15-yard penalty tonight called against Ballard. Of course, that's woeful in compared to the eight that Central Hardin had in the opening game of the season. 37-3, Bruins leading. Inside of 6 minutes to play and the clock rolling. Nash at the quarterback. He's a senior. Takes the snap, hand off, and hit immediately. No gain. Nice tackle for GRC. Big stop in there. We'll set that guy. That was Brian Falls with the hit, the junior down lineman.
Yeah, he racked him up pretty good on that one.
So Brian Falls with a tackle for a loss. Ball carrier that time.
Lost two.
Sure did. Barnett, the ball carrier, stays in there. No, they're going to put him at quarterback. As Thompson goes in motion, Thompson has scored a touchdown tonight. He stays in there. They go on the ground, running left side, tried to get a lot of that yardage back, and they do.
Got 12 of it.
Tackle made in there by GRC. Number 50 made that stop. Logan Ritchie with a tackle.
Well into the defensive backfield before they got to him, though. Again, offensive lineman getting it done for the Bruins.
So on that carry, you have a 12-yard gain. Still, it's going to bring up third down and 10. New quarterback in there, Noah Barnett. He's a junior. Saw Nash briefly. Passes out in the flats, and it's incomplete. Tried to throw it to George Givens, a tight end. He made a nice target, 6'4 and 200. Pound senior, but it's overthrown.
Yeah, the pass was errant. I mean, yeah. He was open. He had a 3 or 4 yard cushion on his defender, but the pass was not on the money, so it just fell harmlessly.
Noah Barnett, 5'10, 157 pound. They say junior quarterback. He goes to the sideline. Now he's coming back to the huddle. And you got 4:18 to play here in the game. You got a pistol look now sitting in the slot, overloading the right side as Ballard as the play clock goes down to zero. And on 4th and 10, they were trying to get GRC, I believe, to jump, and Cards didn't. Bruins may just elect to punt this one and just rely on the defense to ride it on out. We'll see as they take a 5-yard penalty. 4th down and 15 now for the Bruins, who have led this entire ballgame. They have scored in every quarter and lead here 37-3. Now they're going to go for it. They're not punting. Yeah, they are. They're going to try that Sam Clements little pooch punt, and the Cardinals don't have anybody down there, and it's going to be batted back, and they're going to say touchback. Ballard hustling down, thought they could pin it at the 3 on the Cardinals, but it didn't go. Boy, that's a 42-yard punt, aided by about a 32-yard roll or so.
Yeah.
He got a big roll.
He got a big roll.
Half of it anyway.
And then they missed getting that on the 1-yard line by just a fraction.
Sure did.
Because those guys really, really flew down the field, batted it back across the goal line, but it had already penetrated into the end zone by about a half yard.
Cardinals coming up. Trey Davis will quarterback this series of downs, it would appear. Belcher in the backfield, they hand it off, and running right side stood up and didn't find much running room over there on the edge. Landon Belcher, a freshman runner.
He tried to take it over right tackle and right end, and there was no room over there. These defenders held their ground and waited on him and got him to the turf after about a 2-yard gain.
Well, good for him. I thought maybe they hit him at the line, but they're going to give him a couple on that run. The timeout has been called on the field. Just inside of 4 minutes to play. We'll be back in 1 minute.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the best ever Big Mac burger. Take it away, Hamburglar.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, there's more special sauce in every bite.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, rubble, rubble.
Buy McDonald's best Big Mac and get a free order of medium fries, only in the app. Offer valid once per day through October 2nd at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax, must opt into rewards.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Well, the Cardinals, Trey Davis rolling to his left, tried to throw a pass downfield, slipped out of his hand. It goes incomplete. It'll be third and eight from the Cardinal 22-yard line. Davis joining the huddle after running the sideline to get the play. Keep an eye on that play clock as it's now at five. Davis surveys the field at two, sets his running back Belcher, and just got it off, and the pass is incomplete. Intended to hit his receiver, Jones Howard, on a little slant route, almost a tight end dump, hot pass, a little slant route, but pass was broken up. Seca had about as good a shot as anybody on that one.
It was right to Seca, and it slipped through his hands because I think Jones may have scared him a little bit when he flew past him, but pass was a little errant.
They're going to bring Clay Turley on to punt on fourth and eight. Cards have the ball at their own 22-yard line. Turley, he's hit a long of 36 on the night. Gets a good snap. Here comes the heat. Punt will take pretty much a neutral bounce. It'll be down at the 48-yard line. So with that punt, it's 26 yards for Turley, and Ballard will come out first and 10.
3:37 left in this one, folks, and it's been all Bruins.
Sure have. The Cardinals, they had a offense that couldn't put any points on the board in the first half, grinding out 63 yards, and Ballard with time of possession and owning the stats and the score in their favor. However, it was 17-0 at halftime, and you really didn't feel like the game was out of reach, but it felt like you should have been down more than 17 points. It was that dominant.
Just needed to get something going offensively, and sadly they weren't unable to do it virtually the entire game.
Quarterback in there for Ballard. This is the fourth guy they played. A handoff, and the Bruins running between the tackles, running hard in there. They say Leandre Martin, a sophomore, he got the call.
He, as you say, ran up over right tackle and got 9 yards on that play, so a good strong run right in through the interior of the Cardinal defense.
Kubikon with the tackle for the Cardinals. Second and short. Bruins out there with Noah Barnett at the quarterback. They ran three guys at that position this evening, and a first down run and shoved out of bounds after picking up the first down. Again, they go with Leandre Martin, the sophomore runner.
Martin looked to take it off of right tackle, saw the opening to the right. The edge was not sealed, and he just scattered around the right end for another big first down.
He got 11 on that run, so Martin's carried it twice, picked up 20 yards on this drive, and Bruins with the football inside of 3 minutes. Cards coming up to that line, showing blitz, tight splits across the D line and the O line, and little shovel pass and trying to get to the edge, but he didn't. Good hustle play, and that's the third tackle number 45 has made in this ball game. And that's the best we can do is just tell you number 45.
Well done, Mr. 45.
That's about all we can tell you on that one.
Yeah, 2.5 yard loss there, back to about the 32-yard line. So he shot the gap and got him as he attempted to go around the left side.
Second down and 13, ball at the Cardinal 32-yard line. Overload the right side, single wide out to the left. That's the short side of the field. Nash with a pistol looks over at the sideline, and we've got timeout called by Ballard. With 2:08 to play in the ball game, Bruins call a timeout. They lead big, 37-3, back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
We've got 2:08 to play in this football game, and the Cardinals' three-game winning streak looks to be snapped today, this evening, and on homecoming night with Ballard as they go back to play. But before Ballard can snap the ball, you got a flag thrown. At the conclusion of the game, there will be a field presentation, marching band, and the flag corps. Those big bright green flags have really been swirling down there in the end zone.
Yeah, the only thing swirling has been Ballard's offensive production. In addition, they have really put on a clinic here tonight, just executing well, a little bit overpowering on both sides of the ball and shutting down GRC offensively from the get-go.
So five-yard penalty against the Cardinals, illegal participation. Evidently, they came out of that timeout with that 12th man. But so now it makes it 2nd and 8. Trying to pick his way through the middle. Ball carrier runs into a host of Cardinal players. It was Clark.
He got about 5 of it.
So Clark.
3rd and 2. 3rd and a long 2. Or.
So I'm going to say, it's about
3 yards,
yeah. It's a third down play for the Bruins. Is not showing a sense of urgency, and why not? They've led this ball game from start to finish here. As the clock moves inside a minute and a half, Nash was a quarterback earlier. Barnett in here now, taking some snaps, and they go on the ground with a delay. Got away from a would-be tackler and turning it upfield for a first down. A big hit and a flag thrown at the end of the play. And things getting a little chippy down on the field. And quite frankly, I don't know about the flag there. Quentin Falls really hit the ball carrier with a hard hit. And it looked like that collision. You've got coaches out there on the field from the Ballard sideline. But actually, the ball carrier of the Bruins, he spun away from a would-be tackler, and he got hit by his own man. Now, they throw the flag, and I don't know what the flag would indicate, but we've got a Ballard Bruin player down on the field as the coach came out onto the field. But, again, it was a hard hit, but it was by his own player. They collided.
Well, they sure did, and a GRC defender had the runner in the backfield, but he was able to elude him. He slung him, literally slung himself out of the tackle, and then he started upfield and in the mayhem got tattooed by one of his own players.
Well, they're going to tack on half the distance to the goal at the end of the play, which moved down to the 12-yard line. So it was 10 yards on the run and another first down, and they're going to tack on half the distance to the goal. So from the 11, make it 12, make it about another 6 yards. It'll set it up first and goal from the 6 for the Bruins. They've got 68 seconds still to play with.
And they got somebody hobbling off the field over there. Looks like it could be a foot. And it's some type of leg injury being assisted off to the sideline. So we hope that young man's okay.
Bruins brought, they brought a travel crew. They've got actually as many support personnel and coaches and all, about as much as the fans they brought, but they've stuck around.
Well, they've had a good night on a beautiful evening.
Sure has. Sure has been wonderful. The game time temperature was 73. By the time we're finishing, should be in the mid to low 60s. First and goal from the 6 for the Bruins. They lead big here. They're going to try to throw a touchdown pass, and it's incomplete, as the intended receiver down there on the inside was Isaac Rodriguez, as Noah Barnett just blistered a pass through his hands.
Yeah, I was probably a little bit too hot to handle there.
But what it does, it stops the clock. So second and goal from the 6.
We're finally inside 1 minute. 57 seconds.
Ballard leading 37-3. They've scored in every quarter. They've never trailed in this game. Taking it in on the run, trying to push his way through, and I believe he scored. Noah Barnett goes in. 6 yards out, Barnett with the rushing touchdown.
They just forced their way into the defensive part of the field and took it all the way to the goal line for the score. Strength prevails even at the end.
Barnett gets a 6-yard touchdown run, and probably I'm looking here, a big night for that guy. It's he hasn't really gotten to carry the ball this year, so that's a nice touchdown for him. Barnett in with a six-yard touchdown run. Shows in here that he hasn't carried the ball any this year. So flag thrown as Umble tried to kick the extra point after with a 40-point lead by the Bruins. Offsides on the Cardinals. And the Bruins will re-kick this ball. Again, looking here for that quarterback, Noah Barnett. It was his first carry of the year, and it's a 4-yard touchdown run for the guy. So the junior scores his first carry and first TD. He stays in there to hold the kick for Umble, who's been perfect tonight and also nailed a field goal in the process. This extra point, it's up through the upright, and it's good. So Ballard adds to their lead, which now stands at 44-3. Big lead for the Bruins. Inside a minute to play in the game. We'll take another one-minute break and ride this one out here on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
We get ready for this kickoff as the Cardinals will have this last opportunity. Possibly it's an onside kick and just trying to run the clock. And, you know, Ballard, try something. I don't blame him. You may need that sometime in the game. But okay. It's cradled and covered by the GRC up man and nothing on the return there. Looked like it was covered by Cubicon, who's made some tackles, couple of tackles, and been a strong player in this game. So 107 yards of rushing offense here in this second half for Ballard. Boy, that's been the story of the game. And on the night, 183 yards on 31 carries. They've had a solid ground game. Trey Davis rolling, looking to throw, throws, and it's incomplete as he had Jones Howard on the drag route, and he just overthrew him. It'll be incomplete, and that's going to do it for the ball game as that final touchdown made the running clock. That'll do it. Horn sounds. And the game is over on homecoming night. Cardinals beaten by the Ballard Bruins. In a final, it's 44-3. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game stats, summary, all that to follow right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Because I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dot fees or $699 dot fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors. On the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Off-road enthusiasts, the CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling. Get a load of these dirt-slinging deals. Score $400 to $800 rebates off 21 and 22 ATVs. Save $500 to $1,200 on all remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. A $1,000 rebate off the 23 Z-Force 950 HO Sport. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. Visit Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling today.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals fall tonight to Ballard in a final. It's the Bruins winning winning this one big over GRC as they roll tonight 44-3 in this contest. So Ballard scored in every quarter. It didn't take them long as they took a 7-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. Midway through the second quarter, a field goal of 17 yards made it 10-0. And then in the waning seconds or minutes of the first quarter, first half of play rather, they added another touchdown. It was 17-0 at halftime. At the end of the third quarter, Ballard had limited GRC to only two possessions in the third quarter. They led 31-0 going into the fourth quarter. Cards had a long drive, their only scoring output of the night, and it was a 30-yard Clay Turley field goal, and with 11:38 to go in the game, Cards avoided a shutout, but then Ballard comes back, and they put up two more scores in the process of this 44-3 rout, and big play, Ballard, we got them in. They were nasty. They were mad, Bobby, after that loss to Bryan Station.
Well, Bryan Station got them, and then tonight Bryan Station turned around and blistered Tate's Creek. So Bryan Station's a real deal. Ballard came in here with a chip on its shoulder and from the get-go just took care of business in a very, very most convincing way.
So, again, it's 44-3 as the marching band and the flag corps and all the auxiliary units are out on the field. Let's get through this quickly. Again, the Cardinals fall to the Bruins 44-3. In looking at some of the unofficial numbers in the ballgame, the Bruins amassed a great deal of first downs in this ballgame unofficially in the contest, 23 first downs to the Cardinals, only 8. Individual, or looking at the team numbers, 31 rushes for the Bruins. They rushed for 183 yards. In passing, they went 15 of 22, no interceptions, two touchdowns thrown through the air, 164 yards through the air, 183 on the ground, 347 yards total offense for the Bruins tonight in rolling up 44 points. That was not their season high, however, in points scored. For the Cardinals, GRC able to get only 3 points. They rushed the ball 20 times tonight for a total of 41 yards. It was in the first half, Bryce Chestnut with 8 carries and 13 yards. Sam Clements, 7 rushes, 11 yards. And then some other Cardinals pitched in to make up those 41 yards on 20 carries. Clements passing along with Trey Davis. Davis went 0 for 3. Clements went 8 for 20 tonight, throwing for 72 yards. So the Card 72 through the air, 41 on the ground. 113 yards total offense for GRC, 347 for Ballard. Therefore, the score, 44-3, reflects that. And Ballard, again, they will be taking on Tate's Creek at home, and we will be on the road to Montgomery County next Friday. Bobby, any final parting comments?
When you've got two players that you're counting on offensively to run the ball, and the other team has the athletes that Ballard had, and they could pinpoint those two players, then Cards were going to have to be perfect tonight to stay in this one. And for some reason, they made a few mistakes, but really were outplayed from the get-go. And this is a good learning experience for them. Let's just hope they came out of it relatively injury-free, because we know seven nights from now, they're going to have a big encounter just across the county line.
Sure will be. And, again, Cards averaging about 2 yards per carry on the ground tonight. We had seen some big numbers in the prior three-game winning streak. A little different story tonight is the number 16-ranked team in the state, number 6 in 6A football, Ballard Bruins, win this one in a final 44-3. That's going to do it. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. The weather has been great. So for Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, back to Station Tim, we appreciate your durability there.
Man of the year.
Bobby right here beside me. I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY, 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY.